We are continuing our show, and our guest today is from Iraq in Poets in Exile. This is the fifth part. What are the freedom of speech and what are your limits?
You have to put some limit for the freedom of speech.
So we talk. We talk about that according to your criteria, according to your index. So according to your criteria, how do you identify all these limits?
You can talk freely, but not to be reckless.
To what extent?
To not be reckless.
Mm-hmm.
To run, to say what you want because you have freedom. You need to talk based on knowledge that you are. You think and see many different perspectives before you start to have this freedom of mm-hmm. speech. To expect the reaction of people. How harm it will do this freedom? If you see it will give more harm than the good, then you have to think about other people.
And even we still have a little bit. It is still controversial between the good and bad. And what are the good things and what are the bad things according to your view?
What do you mean?
I mean that you have mentioned now that if it was good or bad, so. What are the good things and what are the bad things? I mean, how do you evaluate the things that they are good or they are bad? Because you know that it relates with which kind of thinking that individual has.
About the free speech, the freedom of speech, you mean?
The freedom of speech, and you said that the limits, we talked about the limits,
okay,
and
okay.
We talked about mm-hmm. how the things being good and being bad, because now what
I mean,
we think that it's
what
we think that it is good in Finland could be bad in Afghanistan or in Iraq, and what the people think that something is good in Iraq that might be bad in Europe. So how do you evaluate the things?
That people need more flexibility to understand that not because when I need to be more educated about other people also and myself, mm-hmm. why I'm behaving like this, why I think this is right. But then why they see it? It is wrong. Why they see the thing they do is right when I see what they do is wrong? So the people, because they are stuck that they have been told that is right what they are doing, and yes, it can be right for the place and the time where you are in now, but then if you go to other country and you want to do what you are used to do in this place, it will be wrong there and it will be not appropriate for them. So it's so simple. I put myself in their shoes, step in their shoes, mm-hmm. and see how they grow up here and why are they behaving like this, what kind of family they have. Then I will not judging them after I see what they have been taught, what they learn, what kind of education system they have, what kind of life they had. Then I will understand them better. I will not judge them and I will start to learn from their experiences. And I want them to do the same, to be in my side, to step in my shoes and to see what kind of struggles I have, what kind of education I had in Iraq or in other countries, and they start to need, so they will start not judging me. So then we start to embrace our differences and learn from each other, and this big gap will be filled with this understanding.
It was nice, been nice to talk to you, but just in brief, do you think of coming back to your country while your country, everything is settled down?
What do you mean country?
I mean your country, your family, your place of birth.
Yeah, I can go for a visit and to see them, because I'm not even thinking that here is my country or Iraq is my country. The earth is my country. The earth is the place was I'm belong in. I belong to the South America, to North America. I belong to China. I belong to Russia. I belong to Scandinavia. I belong to Europe. I belong to the Middle East. I belong to Africa. I belong to Australia. I belong to everywhere. Everywhere I want to go to stay and learn and explore and travel and write and learn other languages, and because it is all for everyone. Russian language not only for Russian but for everyone. Arabic is for everyone, and Finnish language is for everyone. So I didn't choose to be born in Iraq, and people didn't choose to be born in England or to be born in Dublin or in Baghdad or in Helsinki, but the choice is after that what you choose to learn and form and to share this experience with people.
Ahmed Mudaffar, it has been nice to meet you in Poets in Exile.
Thank you.
And
it
was really fruitful meeting, interview. Thank you very much for listening. Until we meet you next time, accept my best greetings. This is Ahmed Zidane greeting you from Finland. Goodbye.